well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Dr. Bill here, and we have Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. Joe Elid. Dr. Betty, I'm sure you have some lots of news, and Dr. Elid, lots of questions.
Let's proceed. Two brilliant, wonderful people trying to get our food detoxified from toxic...
Okay, keep going, keep going.
Toxified from toxic waste and toxic pesticides. Oh, I don't know why I hear an audio in the background. Sounds like a commercial, like a show going.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to go live here. What's happening?
In overcoming some of the issues that could be nutrient deficiency.
There's no replay scheduled. That was yesterday. Oh, no, not the same thing happening again. I already sent the guest over for hour three. This happened yesterday with Tomas. Stop the replay. Let's go live, okay?
And unfortunately, our standard medical system, which Dr. Bill was a part of in his life,
Dang.
I'll tell you how we entered the system. I entered as an ecologist because I was an oceanographer. And
tell me when you're ready to go live.
I'd ask questions of the pathologist.
We have two guests there, Dr. Betty Martini, Dr. Joey Lee.
Specialist, and what happened is they couldn't answer because they didn't understand.
So I'm ready, Jeremy, when you get me, okay?
If I had my druthers in medical school, they'd have to defend a medical integrative PhD. It would include intermediate metabolism, genetics, stealth pathogens, quantum biophysics, and toxicology. And if they didn't know these things, they couldn't graduate. Because you can't really problem solve in a toxic world nowadays without knowing this. When I see a patient, and a lot of people are running all over the place, they're going to Vitacost, they're going to Amazon. They don't realize that, number one,
when are we going live?
Unique for three ways.
Give me a heads up.
Bioavailable, which means they're going to jump any gene defect you have. Number two.
Oh, the background's okay. We're live. We have Dr. Betty Martini, Dr. Joe Elid. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Betty. Dr. Joe, I guess we have some audio. We had kind of a mistake because it was a rebroadcast yesterday and somehow got in the schedule for today. Dr. Betty, we're fighting a battle. I've actually got a new... Oh. What did I do? Okay. Let me double check and make sure you got the correct message here. So, okay, Dr. Joe, I'd like you to continue. We're going to fix this in a second here. Joe, I'd like you to kind of concentrate. You're a hospitalist. You're a young doctor. You actually have pretty darn good knowledge of biochemistry, which is pretty brilliant, which means you're a problem solver. And I'd like you to kind of lay out what you see because it's a minefield for regular doctors now. You're forced to vaccinate yourself and your staff. You're forced to give drugs sometimes without genetic testing of your patients for detox. You see there's an art to medicine. And medicine's like a palette of colors with drugs. And I'm not saying drugs are bad. I just think they need to be used appropriately. And when you can use nutritionals and genetic testing and functional pathology, you want to use it. In other words, it's integrative. It's not really alternative care. Looking at the genetics and the nutritional status, like, for example, when you have a person with heart disease, very often they have a 5-methylfolate reductase problem. They have elevated homocysteine or calcification of the artery walls. They may have a gut dysbiosis. So they don't generate folate vitamin K2, so they're going to calcify their arteries. They may have dyslipidemia because they get elevated insulin, so they're making elevated insulin and elevated free radicals, so they're going to oxidize cholesterol to make 9-neuronal hydroxy cholesterol and oxidize fatty acids. These are not by accident. They're biochemical facts that you can measure. So I'd like you to kind of raise the issues you see as a medical minefield while we try to connect with Dr. Betty. Because what I see happening is pure insanity. And it's a level of ignorance to be correct. We don't have to send people back to medical school. We just simply need to do the right thing, don't we? So, Dr. Joe, go ahead and tell us what you think is going on.
Well, it's a big problem. It's complex. There's so many angles, so many issues. I think the key is finding a realistic way to integrate into our practice a more truly holistic approach of diagnostics and management, and hopefully
I have 400 health conditions I treat. There is not a health problem that I can't solve, whether it's an ICU of a patient dying in heart failure. Give an example. Let's say you got a patient, you're a hospitalist, and it's getting sepsis. Did you know if you wipe out their cytokines, they won't go into septic shock? The first time I saw this, I was a resident in 1977 at the Calgary General, and the head of the ICU said, I want you, Deagle, to find out with cultures why we got people who are dying of septic fungal shock. So I did work, and of course, I had a background, a PhD in infectious disease, oceanography, and bacterial genetics, okay? So I started doing fancy tests at the lab, and what I discovered is these people had fungi, but the main problem wasn't the bacteria or fungi that killed them, it was their own cytokines. Guess what? If you can take a patient that's actually in cytokine shock from a septic, whether it's a viral sepsis or bacterial or whatever, and if you give them things that actually knock out their cytokines, they don't go into cardiogenic shock and die. High-dose power C given to their stomach. We often use pressors and other drugs. I mean, those have their place. I mean, I believe in things like clonidine and ACE inhibitors and other things used at low dosages. Some of the newer drugs are really dangerous, like Entresto. Drugs, for example, that I totally disagree with, they have never proven that someone with an atrial fibrillation, their brain problem is an intrinsic or extrinsic blood pathway problem. They've never tested and proven it. So what you want to do is reduce clots by reducing blood viscosity. And you can measure systolic and diastolic viscosity. I work with a Harvard cardiologist and had a dual laser viscometer in my office. And I can use either natokinase or lumbar kinase and get their viscosity down to normal and show their clots levels on the transesophageal echo disappeared. So the doctors are giving bloodless things, and if they give a combination of that and, say, drugs like Norvasc or some HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor along with a blood thinner low molecular weight heparin or whatever. What goes on is they actually can bleed out. So what I see is this is the art of what we call living pathology needs to be taught, and it can be taught. If doctors contact me anywhere in the world, I don't charge a cent. I think it's unethical for me to pass my information when I'm an old guy to charge a cent any doctor anywhere that wants to learn it. The only thing I do charge is for my time to go over their case. But if they just ask me a straight-up question, doctor, what do you do for this and that? I never charge a cent to transfer my information, give them a protocol, tell them what to do. And then they can validate it with tests. Well, I just don't want to believe you, Deagle. Don't believe me. Do the test. Do the genetic test to find out why your patient's got calcifying arteries. Do the tests on the arteries. Do a high-speed CT. Do a cardiolite scan. Do a blood viscometry test. Do the cardiac marker test through NROC Texas. That's the problem I see, is that people don't realize everything I say can be validated with tests. I'm a biochemist and a scientist first, even before I'm a healer. And I have a protocol from everything from diabetes to peripheral neuropathy to dementia to blindness to organ regeneration. In fact, I've not only got the first patented product in the world that stops aging by giving the fetal molecules, I've developed the Edenic and cell DNA frequency based on Linus Pauling's equations and Dr. Nesterov and the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow. I can regenerate any organ in your body with organ peptides. I'm even extracting the urban peptide radionic frequencies. So I'm way ahead of the curve. And so when everybody says we can't do that, look, I'm not saying you don't need an ICU or a cardiac assist pump when you have somebody dying or that you don't need drugs. I'm saying you don't need surgery. I'm saying, yes, you do need those things, but you want to back off so that only one-third of the time you need surgery. Maybe you can cut the drugs down 50% or 60% and then start tapering in medications and look at their genetics and other things. And then you have to understand what is the background. They've been eating... Like, look at Donald Trump. The man is a genius in business and in negotiating. But he's the fattest president we had since William Howard Taft. He's drinking a dozen aspartame-laced drinks a day, which someday he's going to pop, okay? You see his eyes all puffed up. If I could measure this guy's cytokine levels and his calcified arteries and stuff, I'd say he's getting near his pop day. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not just an impeachment. He's going to have a medical impeachment if we don't help this man. Now, I need to intervene because I understand I've been resurrected multiple times by God, and am I surviving and coming back from it? I'm a survivor. I was a DOA baby. I died at 8 and a half. I died 5 years ago. I came back in January. The Lord God gave me the God's wisdom and the brilliance to find a way back, including even cancer. I survived cancer too, by the way. Do you know that?
You didn't tell me that.
Now, yeah. Now you've got to understand this. Deagle is a phenomena. I'm not just a person. And I'm not just brilliant. God gave me the gifts to teach other doctors my wisdom so that they can become, and I can see you as a young doctor, as another brilliant pebble in God's armament to bring back the medical system to what it should be. Healers with armed with the wisdom of the God and good questions. Not just answers, but good questions based on testing, labs, genetics, pathology, so that you actually do things, you integrate care, so that when you have a patient in terminal heart failure or they got cancer, you don't just say, well, just got to blast them with chemo. We've never tested the chemosensitivity of the tumor. Or what is cancer? You know, when I ask doctors about whatever disease they have, I approach it like I'm a very smart and very incisive three-year-old. And people say, well, that's aggravating. You know, I aggravate everyone. You know that, right? Because I'm a mouthpiece. But the reason why I'm like this and why I have an IQ so far above 200, it's not because I'm a brilliant guy. I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. It drives me nuts. I can do things that other people find hard to do by breathing, by thinking, because I even breathe asleep in equations. I want to do this not because I'm made this way. God made me this way to be the solution to the tough questions. What is healthcare? What is diabetes? I'm publishing this year the cause of diabetes, the cause of cancer, the cause of congestive heart failure, the cause of many illnesses, including autoimmunity. All my videos are going to be published up, and people can validate them with their testing. So what I want you to understand, when you're having somebody like Donald Trump drinking aspartame and think he's going to be fine, or kids having azathioprine, which they put now in their ciders, or sodium cyclamate, or MSG, which is an excitotoxin that fries their little brain cells and their microglia, and then you have cotoxins, you got a cell phone on the dominant side of their head, so you got 3 times more likelihood for multicentric astroglioma. Why do people speculate and wonder why that is? That, you know, Joe Biden's other son died of a brain tumor because that's the dominant side of his head, or John Mick Insane died of the same damn tumor because he's on the cell phone all the time. Duh. I mean, do people need to be bitch slapped into reality? But, you know, a lot of people are offended. I'm offended by you, Deagle. I say, I'm offending you into survival. You can spit on me, but I love you anyway. I'm a big boy Christian. I don't care if you hate my guts. I love you because I have the love of the Father in me. And I want people to understand, before I go back to be with heaven for God, I'm going to impart my knowledge to doctors like you, Dr. Elid. So you're going to bless the human race with a new healthcare system that's not sick and what we call Obamacare. Not Obamacare, Obamacare. Because in a sense, what the medical system is doing with toxic vaccines that can't be proven to work, toxic food that's killing you and learning demineralizing and turning off your genes, toxic electrotoxins we're going to spread with, so on. The reason why these things are happening is because nobody asks tough questions or wants to even consider what the answers are based on facts, evidence, logic, and testing. Right? And that's what I find. I wish there were thousands of people like Deagle. Do you know that I'm the doctor, some of the top doctors in some top academies in the world, like the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine? I'm their doctor. Do you know why? They don't trust anybody else. They don't trust anybody else. You know why? Because when they present me with something really bad, like one of these doctors has got heart disease and 80% blocked arteries and terminal heart failure, they call up Deagle and say, I'm at my wit's end. I've talked to my cardiologist and he's killing me and he wants to do a bypass. He calls Deagle. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a bypass. I can grow new arteries for you. So we got to get off, you know, we got to get Mr. POTUS off of aspartame and the other stuff, or he won't be impeached, he'll be medically impeached. How's that?
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we had Dr. Elin on the first segment. We have Dr. Betty now. Dr. Betty, I did a little kind of a homage about the toxic, I call aspartame impeachment of Trump. Do you like that? The aspartame impeachment of Trump. I actually write a little kind of a comedy letter, you know, or even make a little video and use my voices I use for the screw tape letters of the major, minor, median of Satan deciding how they're going to impeach Trump using aspartame. Because
what I would like is for Trump to get off of aspartame.
Exactly. Really, yeah, no, I'm really close to getting him. I actually got a contact now for his son. I am so frustrated. I'm gritting my teeth, so frustrated trying to get through the man for other reasons about like missile defense and so on. But, you know, this man, his eyes are puffy. He's the fattest president we had since William Howard Taft. He's guzzling at 12 aspartame a day, which turns and literally embalms his brain and turns into formaldehyde. He's literally screwing up his body. And obviously, everybody's obese is a diabetes, their diabesity. He's becoming type 2 hypothyroid. You can guarantee that at some point, this methanol and other things are going to cause vision problems, eventually things like cancer. And he could just have a cardiorespiratory arrest or go into heart failure. But he's going to have an aspartame impeachment if the damn Democrats, which are probably not likely to win, even if they move something forward, we have impeachment. They probably won't, even if they ticked off a lot of Republicans over this Ukraine stuff, which we dealt with an hour or two. What I'm worried right now is he's going to have an aspartame impeachment. I want you to deal with that kind of as a comedy, because we have a lot of people. We wonder, why do we have so many kids with ADD? Why do you have so many adults becoming demented? Look in Britain. The number one cause of death in Britain now, you know what it is? Dementia. Dr. Betty.
Aspartame ravages every organ in the body. And
right.
That's the reason people are not realizing. They don't associate it. They think, oh, I'm getting older and I'm gaining weight and I'm losing my vision. And I can't remember very well. And they don't realize then as they get all these autoimmune diseases, things like lupus and
right.
MS, that it's aspartame. And it's so easy. You know, I was just sending out some letters. And if you just tell people, hey, guys, just give it a chance. Take the first few, the first few problems on the FDA list of 92 symptoms. Just the first few. Headache is number one.
Right.
Dizziness, change in mood, vomiting, abdominal pain, change in
right.
vision.
Betty, I got a question for you about
go
MS.
Ahead. Yeah.
So I've been reading Dr. Roberts' amazing book. I'm around page 200 something. I'm still it's very dense. It's taking me some time to assimilate the information. But I wanted to ask you: is it truly MS or is it a pseudo MS? It's something that looks and smells like MS, but it doesn't actually end up being diagnosed as MS. I just want to make sure I understand it correctly.
Let me give you some back data, okay? Because I studied the pathology of this for a while.
It's very interesting because both of the doctors, Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Roberts, have written articles on it. And one of them is titled MS or Aspartame Disease. And I know that there was an eye doctor here that owned the Atlanta hospital.
Well, I think of aspartame. Let me insert some information here while you're getting into your dialogue.
Okay,
I have to insert this because my first wife had MS. A month after we got married in 76, she got MS. She was paralyzed from the neck, went blind, and I had intubated her multiple times because she was choking to death. I had to get around a wheelchair and carry her everywhere for years. So I got an offer to go to UCLA in the VA hospital to research the World Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab 42 years ago. Now, I have a extremely high IQ and the ability in immunotoxicology. I work with the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association in Synovian Alice Immunology Lab back in the 70s when I was in medical school. And we were working in conjunction with Harvard and other top universities in the state, so I'm not a minor guy in this, okay? Now, MS has immune homology between the myelin basic protein and Lyme and Lyme-like parasites. Now, when you take a parasite like Lyme, babesiosis, and ehrlichiosis, which you can go to Immunosciences and measure IgG and IgA antibody titers, you can see that everybody with MS has antibody titers that cause activated lymphocytes that will demyelinate the nerves. Once you get down to lower than 4 myelin sheaths, you lose saltatory nerve conduction. You can get 4 layers back, you get saltatory nerve conduction. They did research at the Trinity Hospital in Ireland, and they did a brain pathology study on all the people that died. And do you know how many people had MS lesions in their brain? 25%. 25%. And that means, and some of them, they had what we call layer 1 level MS, where they basically had one attack, hit a silent area, got minor symptoms, went away. My wife had terminal layer 5 MS, which is progressive, going to kill you MS, and it did. Now, I got to make you understand this, people. Vaccines, aspartame, excitotoxins attach to body proteins and amplify their immunogenicity thousands to millions of times. So you're absolutely correct when you talk about Dr. Blaylock and so on and what you're saying. What they do is they take, and most people have got tons of stealth pathogens all the way through their body. Do you know that every single person that has cancer has got Epstein-Barr virus in every cancer area, including secondary metastases? Every single person with cancer has got fungi in their cancer tissue, right? Intracellular. Every single person with autoimmune diseases, intracellular viruses like retroviruses, etc., RNA and DNA. Every single one. And you can prove it with immunotoxicology. You can even grade special types of tests using marker levels with positron-labeled antibodies and positronic glucose, okay? So when people say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I've been doing DEC research on this for 40 years. So MS, you're absolutely correct, is aspartame and excitotoxin and food toxin related. Just like, for example, I mentioned in hour one today, how Rimso 50 causes kids to have bloody diarrhea. What's Rimso 50, Dr. Deagle? They use it to clean the pasteurizing machine. So if your kid with bloody diarrhea, you're going to destroy their blood-brain barrier, just like you do with aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, etc. If you give them pasteurized milk that has Rimso 50, it attaches to the proteins and enzymes in their blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier, and it destroys it. I can give you imaging studies that you can do on any child with ADD, ADHD, and Asperger's. I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram trained at Biosciences in Boulder on how to do an advanced quantitative QIG scan, it's called. And I can tell you with their genetic tests and their organic acid tests and everything exactly why their brain screwed up, which is why we have 6% of the human race are predators and have screwed up brains. And these kids have got ADD and we're getting cancer and dementia, and we know exactly why it's happening. It's not by chance. People say, well, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, I test. I did more tests. I was a reference site for the Center for Disease Control, okay? I'm not any average doctor by any means. And if you think I am, challenge me, SOB. Call into my show and live and say, I'm a subspecialist 25 years and such. I'll take you on it and I'll do an intellectual vivisection live and I won't be nice. Do you think I'm going to be nice when you're killing people with stupidity? Our medical system is like dealing with people walking around with buckets of leeches 200 years ago. It's disgusting. And there's lots of drugs that are good. I'm not saying they're bad. Lisinopril, oloclonidine, diuretics, etc. But you got to use these things like a scalpel. They're dangerous. You got to use nutritionals and genetics and other things. And when you have toxic food that's demineralized food with toxic adjuvants, toxic vaccines, excitotoxins, and aspartame, we're killing ourselves. And we think, oh, the regulators know better than Dr. Deagle. Fat chance on that. And I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. Do you think when I get a case and I review the case, they ever want a video depot or fly me anywhere? Not fat chance on that. Never going to happen, okay? So if you got a case and you want to sue somebody for, I got glyphosate or da-da-da-da, or I got Roundup-induced non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you bring the case to me, they're dead. They're not just a little dead, they're really freaking dead. Because I'm not Mr. Passive. And if you think I'm going to be nice in court, and anybody can think faster than me, God help them. And I'm not nice. I want people to understand this. I'm so enraged now about what's going on. And I want to read this little card to you. I know I'm talking too much, but I want to read this. I got this from Dick and Diane Cox. And this is here in California. From the, the 9th of October, 19. Mr. Deagle. Didn't even address me as Dr. Deagle. Of almost 50 friggin' years. Okay? Are you prepared to prove that liberal politicians and media are not human? Yes, I damn well am. They're indwelt by demonic entities. Blanket accusations like you just made are a big reason why scores of people are abandoning the GOP. That's Republicans. By the way, the Republicans are screwed up, too. They're not perfect, either. As you saw in the midterm elections, and when you continue to support Trump, i.e., the Sharpie King, you have no right to say people you don't even know aren't rational or honest. Yes, they do. If you are willing to dialogue with me, no matter what you say, you can be in grade 3 and have an IQ of 80, and if you make a point and you get Down syndrome, I'll believe you. But if you're a moron and your IQ is 180 and you're telling me a lie, I'm going to dissect you intellectually. And I'm smart enough and tough enough, there's no one like me on the planet. And if you think there is, take me on. Okay, let me read this. Trump is a pathological liar, and everyone who supports him are pathetic as well. This idiot is exactly the same reason why people tolerate toxic food. We just opened the Sprouts here in our area. People need to understand they're starting to get the word that maybe the food industry and the corrupt district are criminals, and the toxic medical industry and the MDS is the medical drug salesmen we call MDs, NDOs, are freaking killing us. And people try to pretend, well, my doctor is a good doctor. I golf with him. You want to golf all you want? I can take your doctor intellectually apart, and I'll do an intellectual vivisection on air. If you think I'm going to be nice about it, you're a freaking idiot. So I want people to understand this. I don't do it out of meanness. I do it out of compassion. Because I'm scared as I see my life. I'm 68. I'm not going to be on here forever. God resurrected me at least 4 times to come back from the dead to talk to you people. But he gave me talents that are not seen on this earth for thousands of years, like my ancestor Moshe. I am not going to tolerate lies. I'm not going to tolerate biblical lies, mental, medical lies, geopolitical lies. I'm not. And I want people to understand we're at the end of the road. Our food is so toxic now, our population lifespan is contracting. When I went to medical school, we had 1 in 4,600 had developed ADHD, Asperger's. Now it's 1 in 28 in some cities and 1 in 64 average across America. We look at our president. Yes, he tries to do some good things, and he's a high-level Mason. He's got a good heart. The man's got a good heart, even though he tweets and he kind of counterpunches because he used to work with guys from WWE. But you got to understand, he's an idiot, just like all the politicians are. Do you think when I talk to these nuclear experts Senator Feinstein and Senator Wyden up in Oregon, when they started taking away our test sites after Fukushima Daiichi? I'm a nuclear expert. I've been in the nuclear division now for 40-some years. I'm a scientist for social responsibility. Let me tell you, we're killing ourselves, and we don't have a lot of time left, do we, Dr. Betty? Things are almost at the end of the road.
Yeah, it's very obvious where we are.
Look at yourself. I mean, you're a brilliant lady. You're probably one of the most brilliant female ladies I know on earth. And you physically are suffering. Even when you go in a hospital, the dumb doctors even give you generic pills with aspartame that nearly freaking kill you. God help us, man. God help us.
It's really a shame because they're just making people...
Yeah, but you know, we need to go beyond rage. We need to go beyond rage. We need to become like the ancient Vikings, like my ancestor. The name Deagle, by the way, my ancestors were 7'9" giants that came down to survive and save in the 11th century the kings of France. My ancestors were giants, big giants, not 8 foot tall almost. Okay? And I have the warrior inside me, and I'm fighting the spiritual truth, and God gave me the gift to say, be a Christian. Thank God I'm not an evil man. The world would shake if I became evil. God help the world. God help the people like that little diabetic lady paid for me to become pro-life. God help the people that prayed for me. Even God cried when I told him I'd go back to earth at 8.5. And I said, and he said, now if you fall away, I'll destroy you. I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back despite. And he said, not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said that to me to his face before he sent me back to earth. I want people to know this. If you don't get away from aspartame and toxic food, they're killing you. And your doctors out there that are godless and won't get away from toxic vaccines and toxic medicine, you're killing your patients, you're killing yourself, and you need to face it. God help us. I'm not here forever. I'm going soon. Praise the Lord.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. So, I get pretty energized today because, you know, I've got this gut grinding feeling like we're at a turning point here, aren't we? We're either going to get rid of the EFSA in Europe and America, the FDA. The food and drug, I call the Fatal Drug Alliance, the Fatal Drug Alliance, FDA. Fatal Drugs Allowed is the other term you thought of years ago, Dr. Betty. And the EFSA in Europe. If we don't get rid of these toxic things, we're not just going to see a contraction of fertility, alternative sexual orientation of our population by feminizing toxins, and cancer and other rates in ADD, and dementia, heart failure. We're going to see the decimation of the human race, and each generation will get even worse. Where do you see this going, Dr. Ely? You're a young doctor. You realize your stomach turns when you actually learn one more and more things, sometimes on the show, sometimes your own research. Where do you see things going?
Well, I don't know where it's going. I mean, I don't think it's going to a good place. I think we got to start somewhere with informing our professionals in a way that's constructive and functional.
Let me explain something. Do you think that Dr. Deagle's gone through nice collaborative discussions with so-called pseudoscientists about things I worked on, whether
no
it's
way.
MRI scans
no,
or nerve mapping?
You've done a lot of work.
I've been through living friggin' hell, okay? And if you think I got a bad attitude, I'm 68 now, holy cripes. Let me tell you, I'm like an angry Viking warrior intellectually, ready to take my 7-foot claymore sword and split my enemy down from head to toe. I am sick. And I think by the way, people want me to be nice. Just to be kind to them. No, I want to shock you. I want you to know that I love you and I'll die for you. I will die for you out there. I don't care if you love or hate me. But I want you to know I'm going to tell you the truth. And I want to give you, in a way, intellectually, as a doctor, scientist, geopolitician, or environmentalist, to prove with science whether or not you're talking about the disappearance of the ozone layer, the destruction of the benthic layer of the oceans would make 80% of the world's oxygen, or the about-to-be-happening superquakes around the world. I even know how to turn off earthquakes. You know that? I know how to turn off and unwind tornadoes with positron beam technology. Did you know that?
I think Tesla was doing work with that too, right? I mean, he...
I know. I'm way beyond Tesla. Yeah, listen, I'm putting up videos. I'm going to put my private video channel. I know how to do all of these things, okay? And I want to give the technology to mankind before God takes me home. I'm not here forever. And I don't know everything. I got a few 3x5 cards that says, not thus say that freaking Deagle, because lately I'm a pain in the butt, to be honest with you. A lot of people are really aggravated with me. Deagle, you think you know everything. Listen, if you want to challenge me on something, come into my cage match. It's going to be very painful intellectually. Because I don't do it because I want to be nice. I want to do it because I want to dialogue with you. But you know what I find? Whether it was back in school in grade 1 when I told my teacher that there's a story about little angels coming down and taking bodies was a fantasy. She brought me out in the hall in grade 1 and she trapped me until my wrist almost bled. At 76, I had her in hospital and I diagnosed her abdomen so hot she was going to die of peritonitis, and I diagnosed her and needed to take a section of her belly up with a surgeon. And we saved her life, and she said, I had 5 kids. She left the nunnery. And she said, I remember you, Deagle, and I particularly remembered you when I saw the movie about Damien Thorne, the Antichrist. I'm not the Antichrist, but God help us that I've gone that dark side, because 27 years ago, I got visited by the Pindar. I got the skill sets that if I went to the dark side, the human race would be in fear. I'm not an average human being. 2,000 years ago, a prophecy was given to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin, who was a blood descendant of Moses 2,800 years ago. That prophecy was passed through my family to my father's older brother. It was the basis for Khalid Gibran's book, The Prophet. It was a prophecy of one rising at the time of the end, like Moses, through the Mosaic bloodline, which I am. And guess what? I don't want to accept this. It's a dirty job, man. It's like being inside a latrine, cleaning with a thong, with a brush and a bowl of soapy water while people are still crapping on me. And believe me, my colleagues, my relatives, my friends, I consider, even my cohorts, think, well, you're just nuts, Deagle. Or they don't know what box to put me in. I don't go in and fit in any box. Try to fit me in a box. I'm just like a wild tornado of questions. And what I find is people don't want to ask questions. They think they already have the truth. I don't think I have the truth. I'm always seeking the truth. And if you go to the Bible and you actually match everything, because I can't deal with cognitive dissonance, and you deal with science, which, by the way, the Bible proves, like the roundness of the earth. When I deal with morons that think that the earth is flat, there's not a galaxy. One of the last things the Lord told me before he sent me back from heaven, he said, there are more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach and every ocean and every lake in the world. And all of these things in the local cosmos are an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom and a water molecule in a butterfly in a world where I am still God. He said that I can say that to people since I was a little boy. I told that to the nuns when I was just 6. And they sent it to the archbishop and sent it on to the Vatican. So on my graduation day, 1977, guess what? The Vatican sent a representative for me to become one of their doctors. So Dr. Deagle's not any average doctor, okay? So you got to understand this. My life has been touched. I was a DOA baby, and I'm trying to tell people, God help you out there if you want to just spit on me, because you're putting not only your physical life in danger, your spiritual life and your nation. America is on the edge of either blessing and becoming the bride of the Most High God and human race spreading across the galaxy, or annihilation. We are. We're on that edge. I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm thinking, I wish it goes well, because I'm not going to be living much longer. I'm 68. And I've had to be resurrected multiple times just to even be here to talk to you people. I don't care what your attitude is toward me. I love you anyway. So your comments. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I almost died three times from aspartame, and I'm older than you are. So, yes, I know as far as how long we have to live. There's so many things now available that that mix together that you don't know which way anything is going to go, because you've got aspartame that's going to interact.
Exactly. Now they want to put 5G network everywhere, right? So you got aspartame and excitotoxins, and they interact with e-toxins, which is the plasma resonance of toxic heavy metals that shut off your DNA. People say, oh, you don't know that, Deagle. Guess what, people, knuckleheads? I can make a phased array scalar weapon that can kill you at miles away, or even hundreds of miles away, that can tune to your DNA today. Thank God I'm not an evil bastard and will do it. Okay? So people say, oh, you couldn't do that, Deagle. I said, you know what? Yes, I can, actually. I also know how to make the Edenic frequencies, and I have a device that'll actually generate to regenerate your DNA, because all your DNA is dependent on the frequencies of minerals and to turn on your DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. And when you jam it with the detoxins, you amplify excitotoxins like aspartame, azosulfam, sodium cyclamate, MSG, etc., and you fry and turn off genes. If you think that's not bad...
And you demineralize the soil, too.
And you demineralize the soil by putting toxins, and the only thing that mineralizes the soil is not plants. It's agrobacterium and fungi. Do you know that? So when you put gas through the soil and kill off the agrobacteria and the other organisms in there, you have demineralized soil.
That's why you can live off of brewer's yeast, right? Because brewer's yeast is almost complete nutrition.
Exactly. The problem is people don't understand this. And that's why any herbalist, if you listen to her, I'm basically like an herbalist too. If you don't understand this, we are eating the food of famine. We're eating the food of famine. And when you look at aspartame, like Donald Trump is chucking down all these things, thinking it'll keep me slim. No. He's the fattest president since William Howard Taft. He's frying his brain. He's not going to be impeached by the Democrats. He's going to be impeached by his Coca-Cola. What do you think of that?
It's possible if he keeps drinking that much soda. I didn't know he was drinking that much diet soda.
What an idiot, okay? And I got to get through this moron, because I'm working on labs. I talked to the head of the labs over at Immunosciences in Los Angeles and other labs, and Dr. William Shaw at Great Plains Lab. I'm going to have a test within the next month. They can actually measure aspartame and excitotoxin, immune antibodies against human serum albumin, and I can test you. He says, oh, no, you can't. I can do imaging studies with even radio-labeled positronic glucose. They can actually scan and tell you where your brain is on fire and your blood-brain barrier shot, and why your kid has got Asperger's syndrome or ADD, ADHD. They got no blood-brain barrier. So if they have a food allergy, it's going to go across their brain, and they're going to get hyper or just go to sleep. You wonder why that happens? Oh, I don't wonder how that happens, Deagle. Because you're a moron and I'm not. How's that?
Dr. Deagle, I thought of a strange question for you. Have you ever heard of the Chinese herbalist named Li Qingyun, who was interviewed by Time magazine in 1933? Have you ever heard of that man?
Yeah, I have heard of the name, but what did he say?
Well, he was apparently an herbalist, and this was a Time magazine article, and he claimed that he was over 200 years old. Do you think that is still possible for people to live that long?
Absolutely. Let me explain. I had videos from the Georgia Mountains, and there's 18 populations on Earth that live 100 times more centenarians. Do you know the people from Georgia, the South Caucasus Mountains, have 100 times more people to live to be 100? There's two places in Parliament. You have to have all your clues, and you have to be 100 years old to sit in those seats in Parliament. Did you know that? 100 times. And of the 17 populations, they all have indium that chaperones minerals into the nucleoplasm to turn on
indium.
Indium. And transuranic minerals. And I have those available also if you want to get them from me. And the 18th is the Okinawa Japanese coral calcium that has these minerals, including indium. When you bring the minerals into your nucleoplasm, the spheroid that holds your DNA, It induces messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzyme. Enzyme is just a protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral to make or break chemical bondage. That's it. DNA doesn't do anything else but those two things. Did you know that? It does nothing else. Now, you can make origami DNA.
The basic science, I don't remember.
In the process of extracting the resonant frequencies of Dr. Cavinson's research at the Moscow Institute and St. Petersburg Institute, and he's the head of the European Academy of Anti-Aging. I'm extracting his radionic frequencies for peptides we have for regenerating heart, brain, liver, vision. And these peptides tell you how to build an organ. They're like taking a folding piece of paper and making a little tiger or a little piggy.
11th harmonics. I saw something recently about using the healing frequency. There's 432, and then there's the six other ones for your chakras.
Well, let me explain. But
If you play the 11th harmonic, then you need the two frequencies to heal an organ. Is that true?
Yeah, you need, and I actually can give those to people right now. I have multiple ways of doing it. We have still the QRS mat. We have the Salvito mat. We have the Magi. We have my epigenetic frequency antenna that can generate Edenic frequency up to 500 meters, up to 25 miles. We have the Pearl M Plus developed at Courtney, BC, and the ProGen 3. And we have technologies, that's a microcurrent device, the ProGen 3. And I can actually, based on blood tests and quantum testing, I can do remotely anywhere on Earth. I can hack into the quantum universe and tell you what minerals and resonant frequency you need to heal. And I'm working on extracting the radionic frequencies from the peptides that Dr. Cavins and the research did to regenerate organs. Now, you got to understand, these peptides are, when an organ's deteriorating and breaking down, like your heart or liver, they generate little peptide molecules, and they tell your DNA, oh, the organ's being destroyed. So they tell your DNA to rebuild your liver or your kidneys or your heart. And what I'm doing is extracting the resonant harmonic quantum frequencies of those minerals to rebroadcast them into your body. Is that cool or what? I'm the first and the only one in the world to do this, and based totally on the shoulders of all scientists like Dr. Cavinson and Linus Pauling, Nikola Tesla, Maxwell, Planck, all kinds of scientists, because I am a nuclear scientist. And I want people to understand this is based on science. I'm using spectral analyzers. Right now I have a spectral analyzer measuring in picovolts and microamps. I had a device 22 years ago that I can, from the microchip industry. And if you had cancer, I can actually go over your body on your acupuncture points. And if you had, let's say, a lung cancer, a small old cell carcinoma, I could tell you which bones it was metastasizing through before your bone scan came back, because the quantum frequency would show up in the bones. Did you know that? You're a quantum frequency holographic projection that condenses the physical body and pathology. And what I'm doing is working on this theory, which I presented.
Dr. Milton is a friend of mine, and he is experimenting with my husband with these peptides to restore his memory. It's amazing what they
will do. Red Deer Velvet. You need the building blocks. Red Deer Velvet, fatty acids for remodeling the brain. You got to restore neurotransmitters, and you got to counteract your genetics. Dr. Deagle is the next level. He may be doing that stuff, and he's brilliant. Go to Deagle if you want to get healed. The Most High God is my teacher, and I'm in the top of the class. How's that? Well, learn. You want to be my apprentice? I don't charge a cent, because the Lord God has said, never charge any man, scientist, healer, mother, uncle, whatever, a cent to pass on your knowledge. Just charge for your time to go over the case. May the Lord God bless us all with the truth and heal our bodies.
Which was most important.